Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to the Southern Root Radio, baby. Black women worldwide. Black women against abuse. I got one of my co-hosts already loaded up, cock and rock. Big Mike is on the airwaves already. Sheep gonna be coming through. It is what it is. What's going on with you, King? We in the slum, baby. We in the slum. Gotta help the queens out. Alright. We're gonna go ahead and turn this thing on down a little bit. No long distance or long intros like how I do it normally with the other show. I just maintain this thing at a nice little low speed of volume and take it from there with the lyrics. From the group, that is. Oh, I wanted to tell you, too, shouts out to Mama Keish, going through a little personal situation, but the queen is maintaining and holding the fort down. She's wanting to tell everybody hello, things like that, and letting y'all know she's going to be back on soon. And we already know Mama Keish got her spot on Sundays with the natural herbs. So the queen going to be back on the show real, real soon. This is the first time we holding the Black Women's Worldwide Black Women Against Abuse episode for the Southern Root Radio. But with that being said, anybody who wants to call in on Facebook, you're more than welcome to. I already put the post out there. Anybody who are listening or want to come calling in listening again, you want to come in on the show, guest call us 516-595-8279. All right, we're going to go ahead and get into this because I already said grace. All right, Big Mike. We were talking about this same kind of stuff earlier today, brother. And you touched on some key factors when you was breaking this thing down, man. Let me go ahead and turn the sounds on down. But I was talking about the show that I did yesterday on the live stream for the first time, and that was against the Teen Uprising, the youth program, which actually was supposed to have been today, and we're supposed to have the local Pioneer show on Wednesday. But Sheik got tied up because he was in a presentation, so we just decided to flip the day. But I went in dealing with how women was pretty much pointing the fingers at everyone else but not looking at themselves. So I'm just going to leave it at that and let you drop what you got to drop, King.
Well, it's like what I told you earlier on in the day, you know. I'm just going to start with Black women in America, but, you know, because, you know, we live here. And from my little knowledge, my understanding, that, you know, a lot of the times when, if women point the finger, I'm also going to talk about abuse that women take too. So women don't just jump down my throat. I'm just going to start with the topic right now. From my observations, women, we have been, we live in a society where you have so many outside voices. Okay, I mean, women, you know, for a man, speaking from a man's perspective, we have a situation where, let's just say, okay, something technical, like something needs to be fixed, and we don't have the expertise, we'll go and try to find the best person. And I'm talking, let's just say something like around the house. You know, you'll go and you'll find somebody that, you know, that's in that trade, and you'll get the, if they don't fix it for you, you'll get their expertise. But as a man, you always look for the best person to get advice from, someone you trust. And women, you know, I'm not saying women don't have a good head on their shoulders, but women sometimes take advice from people whom they shouldn't be taking advice from. It's one thing to want to share your experience and your narrative with somebody, but but the person you get this information from, is this the right person? And so that's why I see a lot of women lack in, is getting the right advice from the right person. Even sometimes going to your mama might not be the right person, because if your mama hasn't been treating your daddy right, how are you going to get advice from her? Like, you know, it's all about your moral compass. You know, if you see things in a certain way, okay, you're going to seek out people that see the things in a certain way, whether it be negative or whether it be positive. So if you have a negative mindset, you're going to go and look for somebody negative. I'm not trying to shit on you ladies, but if you go look for, if you have a negative attitude and you're going to a friend that has the same negative attitude, it's not going to turn out right for you, you know, because you're going down the wrong road. That's not a brother. It's not me as a brother telling you, okay, I'm trying to be your guidance counselor, or I'm trying to control you. But you have to be able to judge the people around you. As far as outside influence, we were talking about distraction. Ladies, and I said this to men too, we have a lot of distractions going on around us. Not only
yes,
people,
we have
social media, we got television, we got radio, we got a lot of information coming in, and some of this information, a lot of them, 90% of it is bad. You know, so it's all about your maturity level as an adult to understand, to decipher for yourself what is the proper information that you're taking in. You know, I don't want to put it like, okay, a man is up here and a woman's down here. Let me just switch topics for a minute about abuse. Ladies, speaking from a man's point of view, and speaking as a brother talking to his own sister, if you're dealing with is somebody trying to get in?
I just put people on the floor just now, but go ahead and continue, Mike. You talk, then after I bring Sheep in, I introduce Sheep.
Okay, but the thing here is about women being getting abused. And it's, you know, it's a worldwide phenomenon. Black women have been through, they have been through a lot. I mean, I got to give the black women. Black women have been the cornerstone of the family for a long time, because throughout slavery, throughout, you know, in this modern time we live in, women are under a lot of pressure. You know, another thing too, I think women have conformed. Sisters have conformed too much to this society. And that's the reason why a lot of this stuff has really hit home for them. And let me break it down. If you're dealing with an individual that is known to put his hands on you the first time, he's gonna do it the second time. Okay. A lot of people's home training, depending on how you were raised, will have to do a lot of let me take that back. You have a lot of situations where some sisters just walk into an abusive relationship. They didn't see it coming. Maybe it happened over a year. Maybe it was something that was happening throughout the relationship or something like that. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to judge. I mean, first of all, I would say this.
Bring it home, my boy.
If you're in an abusive situation, it's not your fault. Okay?
No.
First of all, it's not your fault. Because a lot of brothers nowadays are very immature. A lot of them don't know how to communicate. And they're taking their anger out on you when really they should be taking it out on the other people that's aggravating them. And you know, if you're in a relationship where a man is putting his hands on you, and then he's trying to make up to you, and he's saying that, okay, I'm gonna beat her today. I'm gonna be the sweetheart tomorrow. I mean, the next minute or tomorrow, you need to get out of that relationship. It's not worth. It's not. It could go both ways, man or woman. You cannot live in a relationship. You cannot have an effective relationship with anybody putting their hands on you.
Man, very true. Very, very true. I want to bring the sheep in on the show. Black Sheep he's been on the hold for about a good 2 minutes. King, welcome to the Black Women Against Abuse line. Pretty much we're getting this thing crunked up. But I want you, because I know you're a big advocate for women as a whole being abused. Anything you want to lay down on the mic, man?
All right. Good evening. And I'm glad you put organization to the programming. And this is definitely a powerful topic. I'm Black Sheep. And I just was, listening to the good information that Brother Mike was bringing. I'm just going to be a spectator for a little while. But you do know this topic is it's a lot of brainwashing going on with this, because it's a lot of women getting beat up, and then it's other women is getting brainwashed and manipulated more than getting beat up, So I didn't see it in my household, but I know of women that got babies by maniacs. I'd be like, golly, this dude is really a troublesome person. And you got a baby by him. You kind of locked in. And that's the thing women got to realize. Spouse or not, a baby by a person means you got to acknowledge who that is. You can't just take the kid and run off. So, because you can turn a man into a fool like that. He'll just get out here and be a straight fool about him and his, that if he really wants his kid. So, yeah. And then another thing about, people got to realize that it's a spirit floating around here. And, I ain't going to get all into the Bible, and because I know how, we get into different discussions, but it is a spirit floating around out here. And we know that liquor invokes the spirit. So a lot of these men drink casually, and a lot of these women picked up the habit too. Because it's a thing called escapism that James Brown made up that term. And the women have come into a lifestyle where they have a good time drinking, and then they try to escape reality drinking. Because I know a lot of, let's say, exotic dancers, they can't just go in there with a sober mind and do what they do and get felt up. So they got to drink. So you got to know, after 3 years of drinking every day, you are now becoming a dependent and a functional. So you might be instigating a man, you being drunk, he being drunk, you might be instigating some spirit of abuse because you both are acting outside of your character. So that's floating around a whole lot. These women suck down more Patron than me. These guys suck down more Hennessy than me. Do know that they acting outside of their character. Me, I have a good time. But you got to know I get a whole lot of poom-poom when that thing get drunk. A lot of us get a lot of poom-poom when they get drunk. So that creates a lot of babies. That creates a whole lot of relationships that's not healthy relationships. Y'all just like boning. And then he'll hit you in the head if you bone in him because he's jealous or, not protective. What do you call it? Possessive, yeah. If he's possessive. So, I'm not a psychologist, but I see it and I'm a great observer. So I just wanted to put that out there. Somebody might understand or somebody might be in that situation like, oh, yeah, my homegirl is a stripper. And when she come home, this is my roommate, she come home with a raging attitude because some guys done put the money in her poom-poom and halfway fingered her to sleep. So, you know, a lot of things happen to women that just don't happen to brothers like me. I mean, I just don't experience what women experience. So we got to kind of have an understanding for women.
But let me just add this real quick. I think women, what you're saying is, you know, some women put themselves in a vulnerable position. You know,
yes,
like you
do.
Said, you know, if you put yourself in a vulnerable position, you can't expect the best outcome. But go ahead.
No, okay. But you know, women are kind of like expected to be passive and submissive to a man that provides for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like in their DNA to be a helper, as Eve was created. Let me give you a different example. I can't even go biblical with y'all right now. As the patriarch system goes, the man has the woman as the helper, the cook, mm-hmm. and the wife and the mother. Well, we're dealing with a man want to keep that attitude, but the woman is the one doing all of the job. So she might have some clap back because she's playing a role as a man, and she don't even know she's playing a role as a man, and the man ain't finna just have her playing that role. So submissive,
you know,
yeah, and then they over-aggress the fact that they had to be submissive, so they over-aggress them. And this is the problem I got with the feminist group. You know, I feel you on wanting your rights, but they over-aggress and made it where we don't even need your masculinity or your male counterpart in our lifestyle. So they're building a new situation, and the feminist group think that everybody's supposed to bow down to what they're saying. So, I mean, that's my problem with that, you know. So,
I think another problem that women tend to do, too, also, when they become selfish, they don't realize that they break a lot of laws by depriving their mates rights. They don't understand that you breaking the federal law with your attitude.
Yeah.
But see, it's like what Big Mike said, you know, sometimes they get their mother advice or their grandmother advice, and shit, your grandma or your mama by their damn self or treating, you know, their counterpart in the wrong. So how they going to give you anything positive when they sitting here giving you bad feedback because they fucked up in the head?
They mad, yeah. Women find that the answer to their madness and aggression and their protection is this feminine group where woman, the man is abusing you. Girl, we love you. And you can take care of your kid because that's your nature anyway. So we can push them Negroes all the way out of the situation. And the white man will fund and sponsor us if we do that. So, you know, we just got to find a solution where we can come together. And then you already know the answer is love. You just got to sacrifice your pride and have love to see how your counterpart can heal. That,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the first stage anyway. You know, everything is complex out here, especially dealing with abuse. Because, you know, some people really, like I'll give you an example. We got this sex craze stuff going on, and some women feel like they're not getting off unless you're choking them to sleep while you're knocking them down. You know, and I'm not trying to tell nobody what's the right way of doing things, but I'm not sure if that's sensual love or some European ass. You know, everything is complex is what I'm trying to get at when you're dealing with abuse.
But Black Sheet, let me say this, because I don't want to forget. You see, and I'm glad a lot of stuff you brought up because I was thinking about it too. But, you know, like you said, this sex craze thing with women is a product of, I would say, pornography. And the reason why I say that is because people literally today want to act out what they see on a screen of a television or behind a computer screen. And what people don't understand is that most of that stuff that you see is something where they're cutting and pasting. No, I mean, people, unless you're using some type of, I don't know, some type of, what do you call those, a cream or whatever, to the point where you're, you know, this is an old, you know, pornography trick where they numb their men, numb their private parts, and so they could beat a woman down for an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like a cream with a wreck like that, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not it. That is something not natural. And when people, when they look at something on the screen, they take it to be true. It's the same thing about, okay, I was telling you earlier about information. Okay, if they tell you in journalism school, how do you vindicate something or make something it's coming from an authentic source? People don't even do that these days. They just go when they see it on the screen. Oh, that's the way it's supposed to be. But in reality, you are what they call that, you're kind of handicapping yourself. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be sex. Okay, it's like, okay, it goes back to how you were raised, who was raising you. I mean, I don't want to make it look like women these days have no home training, but. I meet a lot of young ladies these days, man. And these young ladies don't even have a clue. They can't even sit there and have an intelligent conversation with you, unless it's something that's, you know, they're into. You get what I'm saying? They can't think outside the box. It's either their hair, you know, what they want, what they want to eat. Oh, let's go do this. You know, it's, you know, the typical, you know, stuff that you. I'm trying to think about a program. Okay, let's Love and Hip Hop. You know, they. If you look at Love and Hip Hop, this is the primary function. Hello.
I'm listening to you.
I couldn't hear you. Say that again.
No, I said we listen to you. He said we
can. Oh, okay. The prime example is what you see on television, Love and Hip Hop. People don't walk around with glamorous looking, you know, makeup faces and you know, extravagant outfits every day. Come on, man. I mean, and people are literally, you know what's so crazy? One day I remember I saw Michael Jordan in that cartoon where, remember that Mike had made those like space looking shoes? And I literally saw somebody go to the mall and cop that, man. This is when I was saying to myself that people are imitating. See, somebody breaking up. Somebody trying to say something, they breaking up.
No, it's just I think Sheep got you on a speakerphone and giving bad feedback.
Oh, okay.
Right, let me move it around. Put it on mute till it's my fault.
You gotta get your
headset,
brother. Earphones.
But what I'm saying is, this problem at the core of this problem is a societal problem. It's a problem that's been going on since, you know, from generations of the time that we were brought.
Right. Let me get in there with a little question, right? Do you think that, and even Dolomite, you can answer this too. Do you think that because of so many generations of young mothers, is that affecting our culture and our society? Because so many young mothers, it's like, it's like a teenage mother, and she wants to be just as fine as her daughter. And she wants, and a lot of 40-year-old women are having sex with 16-year-olds now. I got my little homies telling me these things now. They boning their homeboy mom. So a lot of these young mothers, could that be the reason why we're dealing with a whole,
I'm glad you brought that up. Ain't no rules no more. Ain't no respect in the game no more. You know,
you said it when you said the porn did it to the imagination. The porn did it to the
imagination.
Exactly.
Everybody, the rules, and I'm going to tell you something. You know, the reason why the rules are being rewritten is because society has gotten to the point where when they see somebody doing something wrong, it's justifiable to go and do that same wrong because everybody else is doing it. It's just like how you was in school. If somebody's wearing this, And even though it's kind of like, you know, I would see girls wear some type of, you know, tight, scandalous thing. Then because this girl, these group of girls was wearing it, every other girl wanted to wear it. It only cast, it's only, listen, you can be 40, you can be 16. If you just got a perverted mind, you got a perverted mind. You know what I'm saying? Right now,
yeah.
You know, they see, women try to be like us even more today than yesterday, because this is a woman's first favorite line. If he gonna cheat, I'm gonna cheat. You feel me? There, you know, I'm not saying either one is right. You know, I don't want people thinking I'm trying to, you know, put the woman down and lift the man up. But when you have that mentality in a society, because this society says you can be whatever you want to be, you can do whatever you want to do, you get, this is what you get. You baking a cake. Every generation, every norms that people break. I mean, there was a time where you couldn't even, not to take it from what we're talking about, you could barely cuss on television. You know what I'm saying? But now you can do whatever you want. You can say these things, outlandish things, and there is no, you know, I'm not trying to be a prude here, but I'm just saying how some certain things were taboo, but they're not taboo anymore. This is the new America we're living in. America's that fat chick that thinks she's skinny, you know? And you are what you are. This is not a moral, this is not a type of society where right is right and wrong is wrong anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, everybody is here to fight for their freedoms. And they got the freedom all screwed up. They just want to be free and willy-nilly on everything. So yeah, that's a big, totally different conversation, and that's big because, I want to do what I want to do.
But the reason why I connected to what we experience with women today is that because we got to understand something. We live in a society where, and when we were growing up, women were kind of, I'm being honest here, they were kind of held back. But you see this Me Too movement going on. I'm not saying, you know, what these guys were doing was right or what, you know, Bill Cosby did was right. But now women are coming. This is the 2.0 version of women's lib, you know. Much as we, you know, don't want to admit it, this is what you call the feminism on steroids.
Yeah,
because you got to understand, people have agendas. Okay, you have certain, like you said, you got certain feminists. Oh, he treating you bad, girl. We love you. Go ahead and take care of your baby and do this and do that. You are a woman. Hear you roar. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, but look, they're abusing that stuff because the thing about it, a lot of these women chasing dudes up, and a lot of people, if you ask them right now, excuse me, what's the difference between sexual harassment and sexual assault? What is the difference? A lot of people ain't even going to be able to break it down. They're just going to say, he whistled at me, so that was an assault. I'm sorry. You know, so these women playing with the game right now, and they got the power to be able to play with it. But yeah. And the media do have an agenda, I think. And you know, it's to bring all them boys crashing down, because this is not no last year cases. This is decade ago cases that they talking about. 20 years, you know. But
you know what? I'm gonna say this, man. I'm gonna say this. Look, you know, we as a growing up as a child, I saw hypocrisy in my parents, and the worst thing in any society is hypocrisy. And women have witnessed a lot of hypocrisy from men. I want to emphasize that. I want to bring that part out. You know what I'm saying? Just being generally fair to women, they've seen the hypocrisy of men. And so whenever somebody sees hypocrisy, they're not going, you know, certain minds are going to rebel, okay?
Yeah.
And you can't take the cat out of the bag now, you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
There's no solution to what is going on in this society, because it's on fire right now. You know, you got more. You know, there's a lot more things going on in society besides the way women behave and what they do, what they don't do. But here in America, everybody thinks they have a right. I have a right to be happy, I have a right to do what I want to do. And yeah, you do have the right to be happy, but first of all, you have to also be real with yourself, okay? You can't have certain negative attitudes. I don't want to go into any particulars because it'll take a long, you know, we'll go back, we'll be going backwards. It's all about your perception and your attitude in any individual, man or female, okay? I got a female cousin. I said, you know what? If you want a good dude, you got to show the dude that there's something different from the female that he deal with every day. Okay, there's got to be something that stands out about you that he don't see in these other females. It's how
these females are using that poom poom as they power though. And they're getting it done right now. They're getting rich.
A female outside the box wouldn't do that, though.
But I'm glad you brought that up.
That's not our style in the culture at this point. I mean, women trying to get more money than the man so they can say, I don't need you, nigga. But go ahead, Mike. You're right. You have to show a different.
I'm glad you brought that up. You see, a woman is like, okay, I'll say it like this. I said to her, if you dress like a, it goes back to the old Dave Chappelle joke. If you see a cop and you need some help and you run to the cop and he says, oh, no, I just have a cop of a uniform, but I'm not a real cop, what good are you? You get what I'm saying? If you don't dress like, if you don't carry yourself like, or dress like these hoes, you know, just, want to put on the booty shorts and, you know, don't give a fuck and, you know, they got the outlandish hair, you're going to be, a man is going to be like, okay, I've dealt with this before, I know what time it is. But I'm not telling you to put on an act, I'm telling you to be a genuine person. You know, you can look beautiful without showing flesh. You see, women don't know how to be classy anymore. This is what I was trying to get across. So I said, if you show this man that you are not a hoe, that you ain't going to go for any game, that you're not going to sell yourself short, that you're looking for something that's real, you're looking for a real man, you're not looking for a boy, you have the standards that you, I'm not saying like, you know, have a puffed up attitude. I'm saying the point blank, you're a genuine person. You have a wonderful attitude. You don't have a screw face on every day. You know what I'm saying? You look classy. You carry yourself like a real woman. That man's going to be more attracted to that than the rest of them hoes. He's going to fuck the rest of them hoes, but he's going to want to make you his wife. You see, if you look at, if they would just look at the, like, I'm telling you somebody that they might be able to identify. You get Claire Huxtable, okay? If someone is analyzing life and they look at somebody like Nicki Minaj and they go look at somebody like Claire Huxtable, they will see the stark difference. And you'll find, and trust me, and if you, and I also educated her on knowing what a good man is about. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not going to get into that, but I'm just sticking with women these days to show why certain men. What men aren't attracted to the same thing. You get what I'm saying? We are attracted to different things. A woman with class, 9 out of 10 times, yeah, all the, you know, all the misfits and all the, you know, the whatever going to try to holler at her. But she'll be able to recognize that, okay, this is a good brother, got his head on his shoulders, he going to treat me right. She going to see how he approach her. And it might be something gradual. You might see this guy at work, and then, you know, he might, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, let's just say he work in the office building and he doesn't, he ain't trying to, like, you know, he want to go somewhere in life. He's going to school, or he's trying to learn something, or he's trying to start a business. Real will recognize real. And I tell people this all the time. If you people have lived, if you live on this earth for a period of time, people have gained experience. Most guys, when they holler at females, they think of one thing: I can fuck or I got to come correct. Okay.
On that note, right there, it's too many sleaze bags, and sleaze bags come in all different packages, sharp rubber, you know. And these women time frames ain't got the time frames, the time for you, because they are career based. So you get a good week or two to prove that you're the man.
Listen, I learned something out, because I didn't want to stray from the show. And the reason why I left it, I was just wanting to give them a general idea of what a man thinks about certain women. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was putting it out there, the qualities out there for them to understand. Like, okay. You know, this girl is more reserved, conservative, okay. But
true.
Then I got this one to shout out and want to drink all the time, want to party all the time, and guys ain't trying to settle down with the one that's trying to act wild. They trying to find a mother for their kids. You get what I'm saying?
You a concubine at that point. You ain't no queen, no wife, no first place, no fiance, none of that. You a concubine.
Definitely. Concubine is right. So I want to add into that. A man is trying to build an empire or have a legacy or even have a dynasty. You know, I want to have me a woman that's worth something, and I want my homeboys to have women that's worth something. So that's the dynasty. So now we can't have a woman that's always talking about, like, if me and you go out with our women, yours is grassroots, as in afro and no makeup, and mine is all makeup and what you call it, you know. For the dynasty to survive as a tribe, those women need to understand each other, you know, because we're talking about power at this point to keep the abuse down. When the grassroots thinks she better than the other, and the other getting money and feels she better than her, then you got competition there. You're definitely right about how you carry yourself is the main key, because you could have a style, but you still got to have an honorable presence. So that's what's going to make it powerful. You know, if it ain't honorable and it ain't intellectual and it ain't respectful, you know, then it might be kind of flawed. So that's why we got to come together. When your grassroots queen, I'm going to tell my ratchet, today, baby, you got to bring that dress all the way down past your knees. We ain't showing nothing when we around our brothers. You know? So we definitely got to talk to our women about that, like you said. I feel you when you said that, you know, and our women don't need tattoos all over their face and arms and piercings all up and down their whatever, you know. They get pierced anywhere now. So it's sexy, I guess, but still, what we looking like is portraying something. And I go back into the spirit world. Are you looking like an angel or a demon? You know, because it's going to reflect on how you acting and who else is attracted to you. Them tattoos in your face makes weirdos want to look at you and relate to you. You know what I'm saying? So we got to make sure we got to make sure that we get, as men, we have our head on straight, because they gonna tell you, nigga, you need to get up and go to work. You don't done it all right. So what do you say to a woman about a woman? My turn. You need to do this. You know, I'm not talking about let's be on guard for arguing. I'm just saying we need a response for when we under pressure. We need to also make them get under pressure about being a righteous woman, what you call it in church, a virtuous woman, you know. And you want to know something? This is the main point I want to make. So when I leave this show, I need y'all to steal me on this one. We need to train our kids to know the difference between, you know, getting by, poor, and struggling. Because this giveaway generation, press button generation, they think because they don't have the glamour stuff that they're struggling. No, you're not struggling. You need to understand struggling is really struggling. And and see, when a person is with things but they don't think they have it, then they're in a delusion. They may submit, they might submit to doing to have those things, you know, because we live in a time where having things means something. Because we don't have ownership of property, so we got to have our flossy shit to show everybody that we do have something. So when a woman says, dang, I need this Benz to feel like I'm somebody, she might take a little slap across the head to deal with the nigga that's hitting her in the head to have that stuff that she wants. But listen, you're not struggling because you ain't got the Benz. You don't need to feel like you're struggling because people really be like, my status, I got to have a Bentley. I got to be the baddest bitch. And you're dealing with a sleaze. You're dealing with a sleaze to have those things.
Yeah.
And it ain't going to do nothing but regenerate that attitude to another woman.
I think I told y'all about this the other one time. I got a friend, a female friend of mine. I asked her one time, I said, listen, do you want a guy that's going to treat you right and take care of you? You know, the first thing that came out of this young girl's mouth was, oh, he can't be struggling. I said, so you want a man, if a man got money, he's abusing you verbally and physically? Oh, I'll just take the punishment. You know, I was so amazed. But you know what?
People want to get out of their condition.
I know, but you know what? Certain ladies in life have never known love of a good man. You see, for a long time, I would say, man, you must be off your rocker. But in reality, when I looked at the situation, that person never had a man to love her, not even her own father. You get what I'm saying? So we got to be, you know, I'm not trying to be Mr. Sensitive here, but we got to understand that these ladies don't know the love of a real man. You know what? The first love a woman ever gets is from her father. That's the first love a woman ever gets. And imagine if that woman has never known that. She's like she's just as lost out here as some of these dudes. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, at least a son knows the love of his mother to some degree. You know what I'm saying? Or a particular grandparent or something like that. And like I said, not a lot of us have, you know, everybody had their struggles. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you brought that up about kids and understanding what really is a struggle, because, you know, me and Mike was talking about this the other day, today, about needs and wants. You know, you don't, like you said, you don't need a Benz in order to live. You know, unfortunately, what we're really talking about is standards.
Yeah.
You see, I would say men, but I'm just, you know, we're sticking with the ladies. Some women have some outrageous standards, and they're setting themselves up for failure, and they don't even know it. Nothing in life goes the way you want it to go. So if you wanted to mess with a dude because he's going to provide you with a car, but he gets to beat you or talk bad to you, then you got what you wanted. You can't complain. You can't complain. You got what you wanted. If you wanted to deal with a brother who takes care of you, he's not the richest dude in the world, but he treats you like gold. You are far richer than the dude that's beating the woman every day and talking shit to her, and because she wants that status, she's accepting that. Well, ladies, it's not like, and I'm going to say this to be honest with you, you can have both, okay? You can have both, but if you're stuck in a materialistic state of mind, you will never find that, because you know what, the universe or God, you know, I'm speaking in terms of, you know, I believe in God, but the golden rule applies. You, what you sow is what you reap. If you are a self-centered person, you're going to find that which you're going to find that self-centeredness, and you're not going to like it. You're going to find that self-centered person, and you're not going to like it. I've seen it before my eyes happen so many times. Girl, she's materialistic. She goes and finds this dude, blah, 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 blah. He plays her or whatever, and it doesn't work out. It's like they keep going on in the cycle. The universe is, whether you want to call it karma or what goes around, comes around, whatever name you want to, when you want to give it to it, it's real. It's real. If you try to manipulate somebody, somebody's going to peep that, and they're going to turn the tables on you. People are not stupid. People are not dumb. Women are not dumb, and men are not dumb. You can't think that you're the ultimate salesman. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna run up on a deal that you really don't want. It always happens. But let me just break away real quick. I got to do something, fellas. I'm gonna be right back.
Well, I want to take this time out to mention our queens from the old school, our queens from the island, and our queens from back home, because it seemed like them queens, they know how to keep a man, and they don't use their man. Their man is like a partner with them. But this new age thing or this plantation thing, it's like somebody once told me, you can't save everybody. You know, in order for people to make it, some people can't make it. And, you know, for those out there who have the mindset that they have, you know, it is what it is. You stuck in misery because why? You keep all that shit around you and you don't know how to let it go. That Bible and all that other stuff, however you want to play it, you know, a person only use that shit as a crutch when they already done did dirt on somebody. And that be normally that plantation mind or that new age mind. And this is what they consider natural. They the whole bulk of the bad problem.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, you know, the woman mind been abused in so many ways, but God damn, you can't see when a person playing you or your parents playing you or your mama playing you or somebody playing you and you can't sense that shit? Mm-mm. Nice try.
Well,
it is what it is.
People got these things of what they think bring happiness, though, man. And let's talk about how a man can be abused. I don't want to be the softy, but I actually had a situation where I had liked this chick, and she kind of sexy. She turned out to be a nympho. That dick wasn't ready for all this sex that she was trying to give me. And I thought I was, and that man's supposed to be like, oh, I tear down. But the reality of it is she has a problem. And that was a whole lot of sucking and sucking. And I'm like, good. This is not fun. The most disgusting now. But that was, in a sense, abuse to a brother, man. Because I'm like, damn, I got to treasure her because she's my woman, but she want a lot. But so that had become abusive, and she didn't even understand that her mind was all fucked up over sex. And, you know, she turned me into wanting to have a lot, you know, and then I'd leave that relationship thinking, hey, this girl supposed to be doing all that, and you know, so what we think is what we want ain't always what we're supposed to have, because it might come a lot, you know, because that want ain't nothing nice. So abuse comes in some crazy shapes and forms and fashions. That's just the lower chakra. That's the primal stuff, talking about sex and nymphos, that might be abuse. But what you just said was the higher, the emotional, because I can whip out that book and say, and put conviction on you using the Holy Bible. That's abuse too, because you can't just be playing me with the Lord don't like ugly, and I'm just, you know, trying to figure out life, you know, so abuse is
it comes in all kind of shapes and forms. So
it does.
We just gotta feel the vibe of it. If it feels like it's inflicting on you, if it feels like it's suppressing you, shake that shit. That's how I see it.
I mean, because think about some other cultures out there where they actually abuse their women, stone their women to death, or rape women.
Yeah.
Nobody don't do anything. I mean, everybody's subject to rape, but I'm just saying where different cultures, man, they just ain't no goddamn rule for the woman. You get shitted on, you get shitted on.
Yeah, that's
so,
deep.
I mean, that's crazy right there. That's why when Mike brought up women from the islands and, you know, or back home or even old school women, shit, they know how to keep a man because, you know, they willing to go with they'll rough it out with them. And they'll cheer him on to do better. But as far as this abnormal group that's from the plantation or they new age.
Gotta have it now, plantation niggas. Gotta have it right now. And you know what? I gotta commend. You know, I can talk about Americans and blacks because the culture kind of screwed. But I can't commend the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Farrakhan because they method is straight. You know what I'm saying? You like her? Then guess what? We're all gonna watch over y'all. And dang me, you got to go through this number amount of dates and these situations, you know, brother, what you call it, will escort y'all there and this and that. So you're not even touching the ass, per se, until a few months go by. And on top of that, you know, the women is teaching your courtship how to be a better woman for a relationship. So they getting people involved with how you get it, whereas a lot of these single parent women grew up in a situation where all they know is take care of myself, and then they chasing the men that they feel like can take care of them. So, you know, they get put in them situations where they thought, like this Tyler Perry movie, I forget the name of it right now, but dude married a woman and the woman fell for a guy that had the Ferrari. The guy had AIDS and gave it to her. What's the name? I think it's called Temptation probably, but that was
deep.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
You know, that was pretty deep because that was some abusive shit because it was a flip-flop. It was like she abused her husband because she thought she was needing to go outside and experience life. But she already had the goal, so she abused him, and then she got abused by a guy that started about to beat her up and showed her the world. She felt good about that, but she was his sex slave. So, yeah, it flip-flopped from everybody in that situation because abuse don't really care. You know, it's just out there to thrive. You feel me? And the reason why I say thrive, these sodomite motherfuckers don't care about nothing but getting their rocks off, man. You know what I'm saying? They'll chain the girl up and spit her in the face, piss on her and all this crazy shit. You know, I don't think that's really how it's supposed to look. You know?
Man, I got my thoughts about that. I really believe that that's some demonistic shit. You know what I'm saying? I know you know, abusing each other or beating the person and shit like that. What kind of aroused by beating a person? I don't get it, man. But you know what, though? I take it back because, look, I'm a male. I know all the people are all male. We watch pornos. And you watch that one dude on that porno that beat that girl down viciously. I'm talking about with the pogo stick.
Yeah,
you know
talking,
what I'm saying?
You're talking about intercourse. Penetration. I'm talking about head and beating and punching in the mouth.
No, I'm talking about that too. But I'm just saying that pornography is matter of fact, there was this girl from Jay-Z just talking about it. She, that girl from that little girl who she used to be on the Cosby Show, the little small light skinned girl. She used to be on the View.
Oh, that's Raven Simone.
Okay, Raven Simone. I disagree with what she said about, you know, rappers and all this and being misogynist and being abusive. But pornography is a form of abuse on women. You know what I'm saying? not to a point where, okay, like you said, they are beating the person, but if you are, every woman's vagina is not built for every man. You get what I'm saying? There's a point where you start seeing something that's abuse, but because it's on camera, she's getting paid for it, she just decides to take it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. She didn't get paid
that much, neither. Oh, man, I remember Dolomite, he broke down the science one day to me. It was crazy. I don't want to go too deep into it, but he was talking about the science of how redheads actually will portray that because they take abuse. They are genetically, so I don't want to say the wrong stuff because he know how to break the science down, but I was like, wow, I do see that in redhead women because they the ones that put in these videos that they're enjoying the pain. But, you know, that's Dolomite science right there about the reds and the blacks and whatever. But, yeah, it's interesting, and I find that to be kind of factual because when I looked and I researched it and I thought about it, yeah, it's really sick how – and we're talking European culture right now because black culture really – they titties is out. They got nurturing, mothering qualities about their sexuality. We talking about a culture that was given to us about sodomy. You know what I'm saying? Get your rocks off and fuck how she feel. Well, we was really supposed to be, you love me? Oh, I love you too. And then, ooh, ah. And then it turned into, and bust off. Well, they just like, bust off, throw her in the trash, find another one. So, you know, it's just crazy how that really messed up. That it really messed up how people think, bro. Because I ain't going to lie, I get around certain dudes, and we ain't even thinking about what she's talking about. We just looking at that thing like, yeah, you know. So, but, yeah, it's just a crazy little thought process sometimes.
Yeah. I want to tell y'all a story, right? I remember I forgot. No, it was a private party. Supposed to be an engagement party. And they had this check back there. Yeah, three chicks. Supposedly they were going to dance, but in reality, you know, they were there for something else. You feel me? And I had a girl at the time, and I knew it was like 15 dudes at this party.
Yeah.
And man, I'm telling you, bro, I'm sitting down at the table drinking, and for you know the doors where it's a room where it just swings open, and I saw a girl just. You know, she's like breathing heavy, like, I mean, her chest was going up and down. And then you could tell she was in that room for an hour. And one dude was going to town on her or something, I don't know. And then somebody don't get a break. Oh, my God. Another dude went that close to the door. I said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're reaching about 40 seconds left in the show. Say your last few that you got to say. I may wind up pushing this thing to a half hour overtime, depending if the airways keep us on. But I just want to throw that out there before we close up. But go ahead, fellas. If we stay on, we stay on. You know how we do.
But what I'm saying is, like, if you see a woman has a standard. You know, if you want to be treated like a doormat, you're going to get treated like a doormat. You know, if you want to get, you want to be like fine china, you got to be like fine china. You can't be half step. You can't be faking no moves.
That's real. And man, it's the black sheep. And I just want to say, you know, as we raise our standards, that don't mean that our standards mean you're going after looking at other people's standards. Because then you're going to think that your poverty is their poverty. So don't become. Don't become desperate and then use desperate measures and you're not even struggling. So that'll stop some abuse.
Well, I tell you what, we can stretch this thing out for another half hour. It's all gravy.
Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I like the concept of the show that we heard so far. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and throw a little half hour in for the overtime.
I just want to expand on what Nike said.
Black women worldwide.
I just want to expand on what Black Sheep said. I mean, you know, look, it all boils down to, you know, are we as Black people, are we going to keep it Afrocentric, or are we going to go with the society that we live in? We have to understand something about, you know, we see this movie Wakanda, okay? And if you watch this
the
movie,
Wakanda. Yeah, go ahead.
I like to use illustration when I'm speaking, so people can get a general idea. Your Afrocentric state of mind should not be about this is a European society based on European principles. Okay, we as Black women, and I say this to Black males. We have got to get our minds out of this society at some point. You got to divorce yourself from this society.
Mike, we got brothers that's actually pushing polygamy. So we can't just blame the European when certain structures actually work for certain a relationship situation.
Okay, but you got to understand that this society is like a stack of books. It's based on certain principles. If you say, okay, this materialism right here is the standard of my being, then you're not giving yourself much value, because the value which you place on that item is made for pennies on the dollar. Once you start to understand the lies of the society that you live in, free yourself from it. You get what I'm saying? In the Bible, there's a word in the Bible where it says that we sell out. I'm paraphrasing here. We sell ourselves short. God is talking about how we value things that are cheap. You get what I'm saying? And that's what we're doing. We're saying, and we're living in a society, and we're saying, because these people place a value system on it, I should do the same thing. We're not giving our kids real, truly good value, a good value system. We're giving them something. We're saying that, okay, if you throw a bunch of money at it, that solves the problem. No, come on. The revolution has got to start somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you what white parents do. You see, Black people is the only people that spend money, really, in this country on a 365 basis. When there's a brand out there and it's hot in the Black community, you'll see Black people running to go get it. White people, I've gone to school with certain white kids, and man, they're not wearing these name brands. They used to wear Airwalks. You know what I'm saying?
Target,
you know,
brand.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? They don't
because
they are the predominant people in this society. They don't value as much as, you know, putting, you know, let's take a name brand like Nike. They don't, you know, because like you said, we don't own too much. We want to run out and go get that and say, okay, pump up our price. Oh, we got this. I'm somebody. Come on. Black parents, period, have got to give their kids a better value system. Don't go run out and go and buy these things that you see, okay, because I want my kid to, I see other kids that want my kid to have it. That's asinine. You're training your kids to be arrogant,
overindulgent.
Yeah.
Dolomite, I need you to chime in on that, because we talking real cultural based topic right now. How do we get women to understand how they're placing their value? Because I got a chick that need to spend $400 on that lace front when I could have made her have my damn self for the $300. But give me some out of that. So how do we get their head wrapped around the fact that you got to have a value system, because they feeling like they should have these things, and they are abusing. See, this is it's almost I don't want to say emotional, but culturally, they're abusing the situation, you know, because we raising people up in this value system. How do I get a woman to go from, because to be honest with you, black excellence, we do need to be talking about that food need to be high quality for us to eat and live. But the way we dress has to be high quality because we represent God-like figures as black people. So how do we turn around and almost contradict our own self and say, damn, you don't need to spend all your money on that because we got to sustain and pay our bills. So, you know, where do we start talking about the value system?
Well, I think when looking at what our ancestors did, and we can always take a recipe from the past, our ancestors laid down a foundation that was fair and universal. Not everybody had access to certain things, and it was for a reason because of how things were ordained based
wow.
on the way
yeah.
a person functioned and the mind is. But when you cross-reference that shit to imbalance mode and place, they will never know their value. They will always get...
Mm.
You know, get the short end of the stick. And so the thing is saying, how can we get them to find a value, which is the key thing, how to find a value. First thing first, you got to know yourself.
Mm.
And you got to be honest with yourself. That's the key thing. You got to have a foundation, but if you ain't got no foundation based on, you know, if your foundation based on you not knowing yourself, you just keep being something else, you lost already. You a black hole.
Mm. So if I'm keeping up with the Joneses,
know when they're making mistakes. You know when they can be disciplined and take it the extra mile. Things like that. Harriet Tubman did it. You know,
yeah.
she nobody gave her a rule book to do this and that. She just went and did it because she knew the underground ropes. You know, the same thing with a lot of the queens that we talked about in the show, previous show. But, you know, you got to come correct with the real of the real. You got to come correct with the real of the real. If you don't, you know, you screw yourself.
Well, I'm going to tell you too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the value system is not something that one can have. It's a life experience thing. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, people's standards of value, they rise and fall. Okay, people start to get to a certain age and they just start accepting certain things, or it's.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to be honest with you, your value system is as good as your as you maintain it. And what I mean by that is, if you have a standard that you live by, everybody, believe it or not, everybody has standards that they live by, whether good or bad. If you have a standard, of honesty, of integrity, if you have a standard of fairness, about, you know, sincerity. I mean, I'm trying to find the words here, but you get what I'm saying. If you have those value systems, whether they were are religious or a moral right and wrong, you know, it all depends on the individual. Nobody can make you be what they want you to be. You have to want to be what you want to be, but you have to understand that these things what you want to be do have consequences, good and bad.
Yeah,
you know what you what identity you choose to keep or to show to the world is what you're gonna get back.
Yeah, you're right. That's what you're going to get back. Hey, but I want to play with y'all imagination now. Let's just play with imagination because this right here is abusive to the kid, bro. Because we talked about male, female, now we talk kid. Let me play with y'all imagination real quick. Imagine a kid in elementary school, right? And I'm that kid's peer. I see you, my friend, in elementary. Your mother has a Porsche. She get a hair and nail done every week, and she drive a Porsche. And I see your father has a clunker truck that he always got a jump start to get it going, and he don't wear no name brand shoes, and he cut grass. Your father does that. Your mother does that. I'm your homeboy, and I'm saying, bruh, your mama real on the outside looking in. That child may feel like his mom is real. So now the value system in that child's mind is have those things. But the father is the one saying, no, don't eat that. I'm laying the foundation. You are vegetarian, and this is how we living, son. Da-da. No, be quiet when mama's speaking. Da-da-da. Father saying all that. Nobody don't see that. They see the materials that mama got. And mama real, because when she speak, you going to listen. And she going, yeah, boy, shut up, da-da-da-da-da. And everybody respect mama. But if father over there, and he working on his truck because it don't crank up when he wanted to, and he wearing some boots that's always talking when he walk, but he's spitting that talk, saying, son, you must focus and concentrate on your mathematics and your science. Don't worry about history right now. We need you to get this mathematics and science. His father doing all that, but everybody in that school saying, yo, mama real. Oh, she got a Porsche. Oh, yeah, 9/11, nigga. You know, so value system is, I think, becomes for our conversation on the show right now, I think value system is the beginning of our problem with abuse, because it could be abused if mama separates from daddy. Because now you look at daddy like, damn, daddy, your poor ass, you couldn't keep mama, huh? You know, and that's abusive to daddy now. So yeah, I think value system is now becoming our catalyst for how we deal with the abuse. You know what I'm saying? Because just like Mike said, the ancestors did set some foundations. Look, you can't. Oh man, Mike, you was right about that. And I'm gonna go into Black Panther. Everybody couldn't have this vibranium shit. Matter of fact, only the people that can be of royal bloodline can first who has this power. Why? Because if you're a crazy motherfucker, you're going to put that power in the wrong person's hand, and that person is going to most definitely want to overthrow you after you gave them that power. So yeah, we definitely got to stay on track with what we value so that we don't become desperate for shit that ain't even supposed to be in our
But here's the kicker here.
Stuff that ain't even ours.
But here's the kicker here, okay? Like I said, you can only maintain your value. There's got to be something. Okay, I'll just use myself for an example, okay? So we can better understand. I'm not trying to rush off into a spiritual thing. I'm just giving you an example. My value system based on my faith, okay, is what keeps me honest. Because human nature only does what is right when there is a punishment. And it's evident every day. Look at the people that work for Donald Trump. They only are doing the right thing. Why? Because the pressure is on. You get what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is the only way you can keep a good value system is you have that internal thing that keeps you honest. Okay? And a lot of people, if they don't have that system inside of them, they're not going to be able to keep that value system. I'm not saying people that don't believe like me can't do right, because you can do right. People that don't believe in God, yeah, they can do right and they can do wrong. You get what I'm saying? But I'm just giving you an example of like, okay, we ask ourselves, we always say this about our leaders. Why are you not a moral, why you're not, you know, why, like they ask Trump, why you're not a moral leader? If you have a corrupted mind, how can you be a moral leader? It just doesn't work that way. Someone can hold more, someone can have a standard or a moral thing about themselves. All for God, they can have that. But 9 out of 10 times, people always do the wrong thing. Why? Because they seek an advantage. We're in a society that's an indulgent society. When it's time, when the pressure, when the decision is on to do the right thing, 9 out of 10 times people do the wrong thing. Because your environment says it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Most people are ruled by their environment. They do not. When someone learns something, it's most of the time it's somebody else that said it, and they just take it in and they just regurgitate it out. They never stop and think and say, "Okay, is this right? Should I be saying this?" You know what I'm saying? This is a fundamental problem with this society as a whole.
As always. No one, well, someone there to say no, but just no one there to listen. That's what it is. You sit here and say, okay, hey, I'm trying to give you some advice, some warnings, don't do this, you shouldn't do this to that person, you shouldn't do this to this person, and F him or F her. There it is. Again, all that comes from where? Mama. Mama knows best.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't teach his daughter nothing like that. But, again, the reason why you got bad, 2 out of the bad opposed to 1 out of the good is because fathers don't, a lot of fathers raise their kids the right way. It's because they haven't been raised the right way. They're being raised by a single mom. Got a single mom, the chances of that child having some morals, that's just like a 15% now. It takes for them to be a desperate situation for them to get their ass in order. But other than that, they ain't trying to help. They're trying to sabotage. How many kids go to a school and get bullied by someone else's kid? You gotta learn, but you get bullied, then you go home, your mom mad at you, but yet still she don't get on you about it. She's just mad at you. That's why I say again, a lot of this stuff, like I said, the women been abused, but if you ain't teaching your kids some morals, that means only thing you're gonna ever teach them is abuse, because that's all someone brought to you was abuse. And then when you sat there and got a little TLC, you couldn't recognize that shit. That shit was foreign. The only thing you know is abuse.
Well, I hope this for every woman, you know, that has been what you just described. I hope they will get around some people that, see, we can all learn, you know. I'll say that we can all learn. I hope that, you know, those women that, and you're right in the sense, there's a lot of women out there that can't recognize a good man. They can't recognize when somebody really has their best interest. But at the same time, I recognize this in life. Everybody learns at a different pace.
Uh-huh.
But there is still hope if you're willing to grow. Growth is when you look at something and you see something's wrong, you're willing to make a change. And most people in our life, I'm sad to say this, they always think they're right. Okay? There have been plenty of times where, okay, I've been, you know, I thought I had the goods on the subject, and when someone points something out to me, I had to go back and say, okay, you know what, maybe I'm looking at this the wrong way. Or maybe I'm handling life the wrong way, or going about something the wrong way. But hopefully, if someone is have been in that state of mind, they're listening to this program, and they'll get a little more of an insight into themselves. You know what I'm saying? That is the hope for sisters or brothers, that they can get this information into their minds and their hearts and try to say, okay, I'm going about this the wrong way. Because becoming, it's not just, most people, the priorities in this life is to live and achieve what everybody else is trying to achieve, as far as, I'm going to plainly say it, they try to live in this materialistic society and gain these materialistic goals that they have set for themselves. But you also have to have, you have to also be thinking to have some self investment, okay? Mm-hmm. Self-investment is more important than this material stuff out here. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes our minds are on the wrong thing so much, to the point where the things that we should be taking care of, like, I've seen parents be so much into their own thing that they neglect their children. And you've got to, male or female, is sit back sometimes and take a stock of yourself. Stop looking to point the finger on the outside and start looking at yourself. Because you can't change everybody else, but you can change yourself. If you were going down that wrong road, you can't change yourself. That's my best advice I can give to somebody that's, you know, living in this, I call, I want to call it a prison, but living in this society that who keep asking themselves, what am I doing wrong? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the time, when we lay fault somewhere else, we really lay the fault at ourselves, because we see the same weaknesses in ourselves that we see in other people.
So you know what, bro? I need to put something in the mix with y'all, man, because we're talking about our society, and when we're talking about that, we're talking about the way we've been engineered to survive. Because guess what? We have been surviving off of the money and off of our situations on how we get to obtain things for the basic needs, which is food, clothing, and shelter, right? So I'm kind of to blame for some of the fuckery. I got to admit, I'm kind of to blame for it, because I am a media artist, and as a media artist, I must create material that will best market and sell product. So when I create material to help sell your product might be Michael Jordan's shoe. You ain't got no business spending $400 on this shoe, but I will create fancy marketing shit to allow people to want that shoe. Whereas and then that's our society, baby. We capitalistic. You, of course, the shoe not really $400, but you're gonna pay $400 because I put a new value on some exclusivity. You feel me? So now, because we're talking about society, right? We Dolomite, we just can't get as much money being farmers no more, you know? So for us to be able to survive, we got to survive, and we got to take care of our basic necessities, food, clothes, and shelter. So
okay, but
this is where the values is a portion of it, and we got to keep our culture so that our value won't go into the prostitution era, because I'm sticking to the code. I'm talking about, bitch, technology is going faster. I'm with the technology. But advertising is crazy nowadays.
Let me tell you something. I know you might take a little offense to this, okay?
Huh?
A lot of people, I know people are going to take offense to this, not just you.
What? Yeah.
I'll say this. I don't want to keep saying the same thing over and over again.
I just made that statement because I know that I'm Oh, I just made that statement because I know that I'm a part of the push button generation.
I'm not really judging nobody on this, but I just want people to understand in order to kind of get at the center of the problem, you have to understand I call it code words. Capitalism, free market. All these things are kind of based on colonialism, okay? Where you take resources from somewhere else and you add value to them in this society. You know what I'm saying? And basically what I'm trying to get at here is that, you know, these things that we think are new concepts really aren't new concepts. But we can't go and just take society and chuck it into the fire. That's just, you know, that's not thinking in reality. Okay? We live in a capitalistic society, and not saying that we have to buy and sell and live in this society, okay? Because the people who have the power dictate to us at some point in our lives every day how they want this land, okay? But I would say this: parents who work at record labels, you know what they do? They will go and help the artists put out, you know, all the whatever the artist wants to put out, regardless of any morality or moral clarity to it, but they won't allow their kids to listen to the music. You see, society is so corrupt to where I want to say this with clear understanding. When we know that something goes against our moral standards and we go and we do it, we have to make a choice. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to tell you the right thing here, but I don't want to be like someone putting a heavy burden on somebody. And I'm not saying because you're convincing somebody to buy a $400 shoe that you're doing something evil. You know, whatever if somebody can afford something exclusive, they have a right to go and buy it. You get what I'm saying? But what I am saying is this: is that yes, you're right too, because we all have a role to play in this, because we all participate in it. But go ahead. What you saying?
No, that was just feedback.
I will say this. If we want to fundamentally change society as we know it, there has to be some sort of sacrifice in which we say, okay, no, we're not going to go down this road. I'm not going to sit there and point the finger in what areas, but certain areas we know, like I tell people, I'm a hip-hop junkie. And the reason why I don't listen to hip-hop no more is because I got nieces and nephews and, you know, younger cousins, and, you know, we ask ourselves, why do people what do they call it in society when someone does something and they have no conscience? I'm trying to get the sociopaths. The reason why we have so many sociopaths in the black community is because of the generation preceding them. Okay, because when we was in there talking about killing and murdering, even though we wasn't reckless with it, you know, there was a purpose behind me saying it. Now these kids have picked up on that and they took it to a whole new different level. So we as a black community have got to say, okay, what is the standards that we want to? I always hear this thing called the culture. What is the culture? I hear Migos talking about it, the culture. You talking about the drug culture? You talking about the, you know, getting high, you know, fucking hoes? That's the culture you talking about? We've got to set the standards of the culture, man. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Definitely.
sound like a lot of finger pointing going on there, you know.
No, I'm not pointing my finger. I'm just saying.
No, not you. Not you per se, but you know, when they sit here and want to avoid the truth.
Yeah.
They want to refer to that finger pointing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So as black conscious people, you have to ask yourself, what is the standard that we're setting here? What is the precedent that we're setting here? Because the way it's going right now, man, it's getting weaker and weaker. You know what I'm saying?
Straight.
Go ahead, y'all. I'm listening.
No, that was Sheep on the Sheep. You on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. But yeah, it just all that craziness, man, where a person just don't want to be directly straight with themselves. They just want to be selfish and don't want to sit here and spell out the real facts. You know, it always fathom me, like I say, when a person want to sit here and you graduate from high school, how the hell you graduate a math class if you can't put simple operations in order? You want to jumble all that up and cheat angles. That's why I say in the end, only thing they're going to do is raise their babies, do the same thing. Here's how you hustle.
Right. But hey, man, you know, we just got to do it one day at a time, bro. That's all we got to do. You know what I'm saying? Just take it one day at a time. We got to keep doing what we're doing, like what we're doing tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know, it starts with you and your family. You know? Now, I understand that a lot of factors go on, you know, a lot of dynamics, but it starts with you and your family and yourself. If you can get that part right, you even got half the battle is already done.
Another thing too, most definitely I will be on tomorrow, dropping them hardcore facts, picking up where I left off at, actually where we left off at, and that's dealing with that just on the brink of the BC side. We just trying to finish up catching these Tatarians and they hot shit. Yeah, we see you. Most definitely. But like I said, that group deals with that red culture. That's who the Tatarians deal with. I'm going to be putting imagery up to show you a connection between the Church of Lilibala over there in Ethiopia and show you the connection of how that shit relates to Chan Chan Peru. Got some daggers. Got some serious daggers.
I like y'all, man.
We'll be on tomorrow. Big Mike, you want to say anything before we word up out of here?
I think we said enough tonight, man. But I appreciate y'all. Black Sheep, Mike, you as
well.
Yeah. Y'all boys stay
appreciate
up.
You, King. Most definitely,
I appreciate the
topic, man, and I see you guys got show catering to topics now. The whole show caters to topics instead of us running on about subjects. We got topic based shows now. So I like the organization Dolomite put together over there. So stay up, and you know, I'm going to tune in, and I'm going to try to bring the best stuff I can bring, man, you know.
I like
appreciate it, King. Appreciate it. I'll be tuning in tomorrow, most definitely. We'll be back on again. Southern Root Radio coming in with that hardcore. We're going to save for Thursday, but we're going to push it to Friday. So get ready for it. I'm bringing that heat. King, it's been a pleasure. Queens out there, Mama Key. Icy, hey, Queen Ray, black women worldwide, you know?
All right, then.
Yeah. I will catch y'all boys on the rebound, man. I'm out.
Peace.